this is going to be the reflections, the recollections of Mr. Benjamin Lederer and his experiences about the Gadol HaDor, Rabban Kozel Zatzal. Where did you come to meet him?
My parents had a hotel in Fleischmann's, New York.
Uh-huh.
It was a very small place.
Uh-huh.
The maximum capacity of people at any one time was 60.
Uh-huh.
And we had the schus of having Gedoyla HaDor from
mm-hmm.
that time
mm-hmm.
spending their summer vacations with us.
Uh-huh.
The Shiva was amongst, of course, the Gedoyla HaDor who came, but he was amongst the ones that started in the very beginning. I think he started in the early 50s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And had gone till the very last year. And he started out coming first for a week and 10 days.
Who else were other Gedolim that were there? You know?
The other Gedolim that were there, that Moshe Feinstein was there for the first summer. He
uh-huh.
didn't come back because his wife couldn't take the heights.
Uh-huh, right.
We were quiet up.
I know.
Kapitschitz Rebbe was there, God, at the
uh-huh.
same time as the Shiva's.
Well, what year, what number of years are we talking? What's the dates?
The dates on each one, it's
more or less.
It's very hard to, but it was between like 55 and 65.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay,
that's good.
Jensen Steif was there.
Uh-huh.
The Shapsi Frankel came in the beginning, the first couple of years,
uh-huh.
for Shabbos, and the Panav Zhirov used to come
uh-huh.
to spend with Shapsi Frankel, so he was there.
Mm-hmm.
God, he had known my Zayden, Rabbi Yosef Baumgarten.
Uh-huh.
So it was for him, it like was coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Rav Shulman was there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the schus of having Rav Gustman spend summers with us. There was a Chisteruf,
mm-hmm.
Rabbi Greenwald from Borough Park,
mm-hmm.
also spent summers with us.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, by the way, he was a gudl and a psak and a gudl, a godlesticker person.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, the teacher from Canada,
mm-hmm.
The Baba Berman was there.
Uh-huh.
Then we had Matt Stafarov was there one or two summers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Paula was there.
Mm-hmm.
Had what's his name from Chaim Berlin?
Futner.
Futner was there, but that was already if that was married.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were numerous others that perhaps weren't as famous and prominent as these, but that were also there. That was the
mm-hmm.
The Avir and the Avir
right here
that we had.
So what was the experiences with Baram specifically that you remember, observances?
Well, there were many personal experiences that I had.
Yeah. Whatever you can recall.
Recall. So that some things that come to mind and that left its mark.
Okay.
For me, you know, many years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
I was fairly young at that time.
Uh-huh.
We were helping along, you know, to, my mother had become an almana in the course of the opening of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So we were three, four boys that helped along.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers also had some experiences, of course, with them. And I remember, for example, a very interesting experience.
Yeah.
Just Pashas Veschanan,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it was the very last year that Shiva had spent with us,
mm-hmm.
and he had to go into to New York for X-rays at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a steady Balkoida
mm-hmm.
who was there during the summers in Lind, and
yeah.
amongst the guests that came, we had attracted many people from German descent.
Yeah.
By the Yekis, it was.
Well, you hold a second. I want to test the. Okay, now I can start again. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Continue, please.
Yes, to land there by Mitzvah Pasha.
The Yekis.
The Yekis. It was a big thing. And
mm-hmm.
Somebody came over to me and asked that his son had become by Mitzvah the previous Pasha Sveshan, and
mm-hmm.
he would like to land the Sedra.
Yeah.
And in my carelessness, I gave the consent.
Uh-huh.
Part of our helping, we ran the minyonim there. We were like the gaboim and,
yeah.
and anything that took to keeps things on schedule and keeps things, you know, going.
Yeah.
And come Shabbos to Kli Satayr, Laban had come back from New York, and the kid gets up to the to the Bima to Montalain, and Laban calls me over and asked me, he used to address me as Benya, Verlaine.
Yeah.
So I knew at that moment, I knew what I had transgressed, that the bomb was medactic, that I couldn't, that I couldn't, that didn't have the simonim, shouldn't lane.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I pointed to the kid, and he started getting very uptight, and he says, weißt du, ist doch ein Scheil auf der Gadlis. So, was hast du mich nicht gefragt? So I told him, she was, man kann es doch im Sacken sein. I told him, der Schei ist ein Fall, das ist da. Er kann lernen.
Yeah.
So, nein, er steht schon, da soll er lernen. So, als ach, was ist reingegangen, was hat gemeinsam als Schiebe, you know, that that the Gudel should learn, after the Reise of Elf, but as a Sachsiger to the Midisalem, to be Mavayish him, to send him away from the Umid, that he didn't want to. Another incident that I recall was that this was God, before he came, he had discussed with my mother, Elo Shalom, you know, which meat we used, and at that time we used only the Sat Meshchita.
Yeah.
And what products were used in the kitchen, and so on and so forth. And you know, he was more masking to everything that was there. He didn't have any requests. The only request that he had is that he didn't want to eat bedikas. We shouldn't give him anything in bedikas.
Bedikas?
Yeah, anything that needed bedikas.
Uh huh.
Like a cabbage or spinach.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean the vegetables?
Anything in and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And one time, Friday afternoon, the vorspeise for the lunch meal was like a scoop of eggs mixed with something else on a platter of vegetables and underlined with a lettuce. Mm-hmm. And I brought it out from the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the Rebbetzin stops me and says, weißt du, dass das Schiff ist nicht ganz bedicke? So I told him, also mit das Bedicke wegen zwei Mullen Kech. We had, my mother was in the kitchen, and we had a Hasidic cook who did the cooking, and they also, you know, were bedicke.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rebbetzin said, Afa Piken.
Mm-hmm.
And she took the letters out. The Shiva ate privately out on the porch, away from
the Rosh Shiva's Robinson.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And took the letters and held it up to the sun.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there was something there.
Wow.
You know, like Mandat Gazein. It was every Shabbos, Shabbos Nachmo.
Yeah.
That would be the time that we had the biggest crowd.
Yeah.
Like Kedarka Bekach in the mountains.
Yeah.
And every year, same occurrence occurred.
Uh-huh.
He would make an appeal. And he would ask me, for them and dafa machen appeal. Dafa machen appeal for chinechat smui.
Yeah.
Or the for the yeshiva in Lakewood.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't answer.
Yeah.
Because it was up to the yeshiva.
Yeah.
But he would say, daf machen for chinechat smui. Weil auf Chinechatzmui, auf der Teile von Chinechatzmui steht der Zisro, sagt er, die Yeshiva wird sich geben, Meize. And every year, he did the same thing, and every year he made first the biggest Shabbos for Chinechatzmui, and then subsequent Shabbos, because they made every second Shabbos an appeal, it was made for Beis Medrash Gevoyim. By one of those appeals, there was a brother-in-law of mine who at that time was in business and was fairly, you know, well-to-do, and he wasn't there Shabbos. And he came Sunday, and he went over to the place where the Shiva was sitting on the porch, and he said he wanted to be mishtatif to the appeal, and he gave him, at that time, $25, which was a little bit of a schum of money, you know.
Yeah.
It was a shein in the scene.
Yes.
and the Rabbitson was there, and they never heard that they should call each other by name.
Mm-hmm.
There was no such thing. They addressed each other either as the Rosh Hashiva, or the Rosh Hashiva when addressed her as the Rabbitson,
mm-hmm.
in the third party,
mm-hmm.
or Zaja Merkel. Like, there was never...
Yeah, right.
So she was there, and the Rabbitson, and the Rosh Hashiva saw that she wanted something.
Mm-hmm.
So at the Fishtanis, he says, what is? So she said, that's the Efshif Ashraiden, that you got the $25, you know, for mm-hmm. for the appeal for the Chatzmoy,
yeah.
the Yeshiva. She says, was that the Fishtanis? So the, ich kenne es nicht austauschen mit eigenem Geld, ich habe nicht keine Finne mit $20.
I mean, why, I don't understand why they have to say that.
What? He told her, I don't have to write it down. He says, I only
and
have
he has no
money.
Other money besides that.
He didn't have his own money.
Uh-huh.
So he couldn't mix it up.
Uh-huh.
Every pleated that he had belonged to...
Uh-huh.
Those were the words I remember. Was hast du mir gesagt? Ich sage es nicht, ich habe nicht keine eigene Finne.
Yeah, very nice. Right there.
You know, it's hard to do it in one sitting.
Okay.
As things come, I have your number. You know, I'll give you a call from time to time.
Okay. See, right now you have nothing to remember, huh?
You know, the verschiedene Sachen, like he used to learn out in the woods.
Yeah.
In the afternoons, like that was his vacation. It wasn't push it. You know, like. That's mother,
yeah.
with what he learned.
Yeah.
People used to push it. Listen, you know, the way Yitzchak Intig is singing, and it was the Mordig Avir. At Geschäft, there were women who used to sit down in the lobby. You were able to see through the windows mm-hmm. where he was sitting on the porch,
mm-hmm.
and. Mitzige kick, he had to get benched, like when he was benching,
yeah.
his eyes became like fire.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't push it, the avoid that he did. And you know, these women knew who he was, and they push it, you know, they just wanted to get a glimpse
mm-hmm.
of the way he was. And, when Bishaz had get benched.
Did he ever learn with somebody else?
No, the only time that I remember learning with this, somebody else was with the Eniklach.
Uh-huh.
Schwarzman's Eniklach
uh-huh.
had come out occasionally in the summertime mm-hmm. to spend time with them. Those were the only times that I recall
mm-hmm.
that, other than that, he gave a shiur on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
In the summertime, he had yotzei for one of his parents, and then he used to give shiur on Shabbos, and that was the only time that, per se, that he...
What do you give a shiur on?
Different in Yonim. They used to put up the Marim HaKoymis before Shabbos.
Alam the Shashir.
Yeah, Alam the Shashir. There were very few people who were able to...
Follow him.
To follow him, but he said it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he knew that from the Baal Patash Olam, but there was always two or three was somehow... You know, got something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They say just looking at himself was something.
It was something, yeah. Yeah.
Even if you didn't understand the shiur.
Yeah, yeah. The Bishas, especially Bishas. Bishas, he said the shiur.
Yeah.
This is the ganze chiyu seine. This is, I mean, besides everything, you have to understand. In the kleine Öfen, von dort hat er geführt die ganze Welt.
Uh-huh.
Every major Scheile that came, that was there, as the Haggis, a Busmizal Tun. I remember one summer, Khrushchev came to the UN.
Yeah.
And there was a Scheile, if you should go to demonstrate there.
Uh-huh.
They're good to have a Scheile. Hat man geriefen, there was a Scheile, a Bucher was lost in the Satma camp, I think it was the same summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it came there, there was a Scheile of being Mayasa, the yeshiva, out of town, and how to go about it. Everything that was negated to Yehadis, mm-hmm. self-color surface is only coming same.
Mm-hmm.
And as I write that even the operators at that time, there was no long distance, you
right.
know, the long distance came, this is a long distance operator calling for Rabbi Kotler.
Mm-hmm.
That they themselves wanted to know who is this that gets the calls
mm-hmm.
from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We had in the whole place there, there were two telephones at that
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only certain calling hours that they allowed calls to go through to
mm-hmm.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
This is my mother that, you know, instituted that because they wanted that he should have menucha, not to have to run
mm-hmm.
to the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Later years, they put an extension in his room, but in the first years, there was one phone, you know,
mm-hmm.
in one place in the building.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember him having any interactions with other Gedolim?
From there, the only interactions that we saw was the Kibbutz Rebbe was there. Also, he was the Hataz Ruf, who was the Wiener Ruf later.
Yeah.
He was there, so they, you know, so they used to talk from time to
Okay, so
okay.
Just in case,
yeah.
could you just give me like a final statement, just so I could finish off to say that this is what the impression that you were left with from him.
There was a lot more, so it's very hard to say,
yeah.
but these were some of the impressions
uh-huh.
that we had. One thing we did have, the Schizat B'Shas Meiser, to know that du hast gehandelt wegen der Schinne.
Mm-hmm.
That we knew this was a sacha upgespielt b'aim, a sacha upgespielt b'shemaim.
Mm-hmm.
That it wasn't pushed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll try to get you
yeah.
again.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Apo. Yeah.